Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, John Shelby. Batting second, the right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth, the DH, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth, the catcher, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second, the third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth, the DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh, the catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. And now, play ball. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Shelby goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lacy moves to third. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rayford moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Shelby reaches second base with a double. Rayford scores. Dower moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dower tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boggs strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Hoffman moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Orioles. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boggs. Dower moves to third. Shelby moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Lyon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dower tags and scores. Shelby tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripken for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Easler reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Easler scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Orioles. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dorsey now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Murray steals second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Gross moves to second. It's 8-3, Orioles. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Lyons moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shelby hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 3 RBIs. Lacey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacey moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacey scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 9-3, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Murray moves to second. It's 10-3, Orioles. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Gross reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. Sheets moves to third. It's 11-3, Orioles. Mark Clear now pitching. Len Sakata pinch runs for Wayne Gross. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rayford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Rayford reaches second base with a double. Sheets scores. Sakata scores. It's 13-3, Orioles. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gedman for a passed ball. Rayford moves to third. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dower takes first base on ball 4. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shelby takes first base on ball 4. Dower moves to second. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 3 RBIs. Lacey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rayford scores. Dower moves to third. Shelby moves to second. It's 14-3, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dower scores. Shelby scores. Lacey moves to second. It's 16-3, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Len Saucotton now playing second base. Rich Dower now playing third base. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Easler hits a pop-up towards third. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Sullivan now catching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Len Saucotta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saucotta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to third. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Rayford strikes out. 2 outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nate Snell now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Snell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Rick Miller pinch hits for Mike Easler. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Jackie Gutierrez now playing shortstop. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with clear covering, for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got four RBIs. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dower fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dower fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clear juggles the ball. That's an error on Clear. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing right field. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sakata reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Snell juggles the ball. That's an error on Snell. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Nichols moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 16-4, Orioles. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dower fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 16, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.